Blog Talk Radio. Judgment. nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the right, the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have read you the entire first chapter of Psalms. That's 1-6. May our Father give you understanding to the reading of his word. Excuse me, sheep. I had to burp. Let us say a prayer to our Heavenly Father, always good to us, if we try to do what he says. You know, like the 10th commandment says, the first commandment, we should have no other God before him. That is his first commandment. I'm not saying it verbatim, but it goes something like that. We are to have no other gods before him. Let us pray, sheep. Our Father in heaven, I welcome you to this program and every program that I have on Blog Talk Radio. I want you to listen and know that I am trying to feed your sheep as you have told me to do. And I plan to do that come hell or high water. I don't care what goes on. It's my intention to do what you have told me to do. I want to be obedient to you. And Satan is always putting up something, a stumbling block to make me mad. I know that I have been tested. Yesterday I was tested very bad to the point where I don't want to leave, to lose my soul over some white woman calling me and hollering at me about a credit card that I don't own. And she's just hollering. She needs to be taught some manners. And I would teach her if I knew where she was. She would not call back here in my house again. And that's my prayer, I'm saying. But Father, I want you always watch over us sheep and give us good weather like you're doing right now here in Detroit, Michigan, as well as keeping us away from natural disasters, and restore us, Father, to our land with peace and prosperity as well as good health. And allow a sheep not to get so angry like I did yesterday. That man would not let that woman speak on the phone, but she could call my house and holler. And then I started hollering at him and cursing him out. And I didn't mean to curse. He just got the best of me when he started calling me a word that rhymes with a witch. And I said, what? Told him a little bit. You a little bit. I call him a prick. A little bitty prick that rhymes with another word. I sure did. In Jesus' name, restore us, Father, and let me not get so angry with those people that I call aliens because you didn't make them out of the ground. There is no ground that looks white or yellow that I know about and no one has told me about. In Yeshua's name, I say that prayer, better known as Jesus. I say that prayer. Well, now, let me get back to the lesson that I am to read to your sheep today. It says here that I am to read lesson 20, but I know I read lesson 20 and 21, I started on last week in lesson 22 of Genesis, or chapter 21 of Genesis, verse 22. This is where I want your sheep to turn. Chapter 21 of Genesis, and that's spelled G-E-N-E-S-I-S. For you who don't know that Genesis is in the Old Testament Bible. In verse 22, I will start reading there. And it came to pass at time that Abimelech and Pichol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee, and thee means you. God is with you in all that thou doest. Neither therefore swear you unto here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to thy kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land therein thou shalt sojourn. And that means to travel or to stay over a visit. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech. Abraham complained. The word reprove, I'm just going to say complain to Abraham so that you can better understand what is happening here. Because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I want. That means he did not know not who has done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham said, and Abraham took sheep and gave them to Abimelech, and each of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And a ewe is spelled E-W-E. That's a female sheep. A ewe is a female sheep. And you pronounce that word, ewe. Verse 29. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what meanest these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set themselves? And he said, for 7 ewe lambs thou shalt take to thy land, thou shalt take by hand, that thou may be a witness unto me that I have made, that I have digged this well. Therefore, he called that place Beersheba, because they swore both of them. And they made a covenant at Bashira. Then Abimelech rose up and pitched Pichol, the chief captain of the host, and they turned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham stayed in Abraham sojourn is the word here, but that just means stayed in Philistines' land many days. So that ends the reading of chapter 21. Let us read chapter 22. You know that I tell you, sheep, that I don't know when our father will come back. And take me, but he sent me back. He wanted to know why was I there, and the devil brought me there. And you would be surprised at who that devil was. But nonetheless, I'm writing a book about it. And I want to tell you, I want you to purchase that book and find out who that devil was. But that's who was testing me all along and making things happen to me that should not have happened. And my Father in heaven said, what is she doing here? Get her back. And they sent me back. I woke up on the floor. But into Genesis chapter 22 and see what it says and see if you can learn something. Yes, last week in chapter 20, you did learn that Abraham had given his wife, Sarah, up to Abimelech. And he wanted to know why he had done that. Because he had told her to say that she was his sister, when she, in fact, is his wife. Well, she is his sister by his father, but not by his mother. Abraham's father had a daughter by another woman called Sarah. And Abraham did marry his own half-sister. You're so right. We did learn a lot in chapter 21 as well as in chapter 22. What else? You learned that Sarah weaned her baby. She took her baby off food. That's right. Sarah did have a child in her old age, and she weaned them off of her. That is, she stopped giving them breast milk and feeding them food. You are right. In chapter 21, Abraham, his servants had dug a well, and Abimelech's servants violently took that well, and he made a covenant with Abimelech. What was the covenant? They'd be a witness that he digged this well. So that was the covenant. So let me go into chapter 2. You're learning so much, see, and that's what my Father wants you to learn. He wants you to learn this Bible, although there are some mean things that people have said. And I started reading this Bible because he said something that I did not agree with. Our Father in heaven tells us not to do what this preacher was trying to claim that my father had done. But he did say that he ate of that fruit. And I found that he ate of the fruit of lies, you know. But I didn't find that he did what that other preacher was saying, because Cain is not his child. And what you have to do is read the genealogy, and Abraham does not say that Cain is his child. He killed his child. Adam, and Abel, he killed his child Abel. And my Father in heaven gave him another son called Seth, and then many more other children after that. Nonetheless, let's read chapter 22 and find out what it says here. And we'll go over it if you want at another time, if not today. And it came to pass after these things, I'm reading chapter 22, that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and said, Behold. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take thy son, only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. Now, he has more than one son. He has Ishmael too. But in this case, he was saying, Take thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto upon the mountains of which I will show. I was in those days they were offering up their children. And that's one of the things that our Father in heaven tells us not to do. Don't offer our children up to Moloch. We will read that a little further on. I don't know exactly where it is, but we are not to kill. So offering up your children, that is killing. So you're not supposed to do that. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, an ass and a donkey, and took two of his young men with him. Those young men were in his house. They were his servants, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto his young men, his servants, Abide, that means stay here. He said, Abide ye here with the asses. He was saying, Stay here with the donkeys, and I'll in the land will go yonder and worship and come to you again. So he was being positive that he was not going to kill his son. He didn't know that our Father was going to save his son by offering an animal. We will get to that, I pray. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, he said, here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb, a burnt offering. So they both of them went, and they both, so they went both of them together, and they went, and they came to pass in the place of which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took a knife to slay his son. And an angel of the Lord called upon him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Now he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad. Thine means your. Lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that you are, that you fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Well, he's forgetting about Ishmael. Ishmael is his son, too. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and beheld behind him a ram caught in the thickets. A thicket is a bush by the horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of this place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said, to this day of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that's his only son, with his right, Sarah, that in blessings I will bless thee, and thee means you, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is of the seashore, and the sea, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. We got to hurry up, God, so we can possess the gates of our enemies before I pass on to heaven. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto the young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt in Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, he has also born unto thy brother Huz, his firstborn, and Buz, his brother, and Kemuel, the father of Abraham, the father of Abram, and Chet, and Hazel, and Paldish, and Jolap, and Beulah. And Beulah begat Rebekah, their neighbor, Abraham's brother, and his concubine, whose name was Rumas. He bare also Tibish and Graham and Tashash and Ekah. Forgive me if I mispronounce these names. Let me see how much time I have left. 10 minutes left. So I would go to chapter 23. And Pharaoh was 107 and 20 years old. There were the years of the life of Pharaoh. So what it's saying is that Pharaoh lived to be 127 years old, and then he passed. I was thrown off by this loud noise that I heard over the phone. I don't know who did it, but God knows. And I asked that my father take care of this person who is at Blog Talk Radio doing that, I believe. And Sarah died in Kirjath-Baara. The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn Sarah and to weep over her. And Abraham stood up to her, up from before his dead, and spake unto his son, he, saying, I am a stranger and a foreigner and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession for a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight, and my children of Heth, and the children of Heth, answered Abraham, saying unto him, hear us, my Lord, thou art a mighty prince among us, in the choice of our scepters bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham stood and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth, of Heth, and he communed with them. It be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight. Hear me. I entreated for me to Ephron, thy son of Dora, that he may give me the cave nest path, which he has, as much money, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it to me for a possession of a burying place among you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all his, of all that went at his gate of the city, saying, nay, my Lord, hear me, my field give I thee, and the cave that is herein I give it thee, in the presence of thy, of the sons of my people, I give it thee, bury thy dead. Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land, and he spoke unto Ephron and the audience of people of the land, saying, but if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me, I will give thee money for the field. Take it of me. I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My Lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 silver, and a shekel is maybe a dollar in some sense. I forget what it was, but it's a little bit over a dollar. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver which he had named in the audience of his son, 400 shekels of silver, current money with his merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Michtab, which was before Maim, which was before Mani, the field and cave which was therein, and all the trees were there in the field that were in all the borders around about were made sure unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heath, there before all that went in at the gate of the city, the gate of his city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Michpat before Mamre. The same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heath. Now that ends the reading of chapter 23. So we are at chapter 24, and that's where I will start Tuesday. Remember, see, I come on the air on Tuesdays and Fridays. Tuesdays, I come on at 11 o'clock, and on Fridays, I come on at 5 in the afternoon. Let me have a closing prayer, and then I will tell you some other things that I want you all to keep in remembrance. Your minds are young. Most of you are younger than I. Remember, I get to the age where you sometimes don't remember everything that you may say. Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us in our sleep, as well as protecting us during our awakening hours. Thank you from the evil one, and the evil one is our enemy, and the evil one is Satan. Bless us, Father. Thank you for blessing us to keep. Thank you for sending Yeshua, your son, who has been named by the enemy, Christ. But we are finding out that his name is Yeshua. Thank you. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, amen. Now, sheep, I want you to remember the holidays of our Heavenly Father. They are the Sabbath, and you are to keep that on a Saturday instead of a Sunday. Constantine, I want you all to read up on Constantine in your history book, or ask your history teacher at your school if you don't have a Bible to read, or your history book if you are in school. If not, dictionary at home if you have one, or better yet, go to the library and search for yourself. Constantine, a Roman Catholic person, man, changed from the worshiping from Saturday to Sunday. But now that some of us know the truth, we do worship on Sunday. The next day holiday is the Passover, followed by the Feast of Unleavened Bread, followed by the Day of Pentecost, followed by the next Feast of Trumpets, followed by the Day of Atonement. The Feast of the Day of Trumpets come on September the 10th, and today, September the 19th, and followed by the Feast of Tabernacles, falls on September the 24th through the 30th, followed by the Last Great Day. And the next I want you to remember, I want you to know who the tribes of Jacob are. They are all black and brown folks, tribes of Judah, Benjamin, Levi, the Haitians, Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans, Manasseh, the Cubans, Simeon, the Dominican Republican, the Zebulun, Gad. Zebulun is Guatemala. Gad is the Native American Indian. Reuben, those are the Seminole Indians. Asher, they are the Colombian. And Uruguay, the Incas. Issachar, the Mexican. Tali, Argentina, or Chilean. Those are the children of Israel, and they are all black and brown. Next, find it out for yourself. In the book of Genesis, God tells that he made the children out of the ground. What color is brown? It is light brown or black. All the other folks, I believe, are aliens. Now that's why, especially since Roseanne was born this past weekend. That's right.
Help your
go
children
ahead.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Listen, God loves you, black children and brown children.
To love one another.
I want you to read Isaiah chapter 13.
And heaven might find a place
read it.
In their
read
heart. Cause Jesus is love. Down.
It's God's will.
I know.
I want
forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he